Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 54. It is Sunday, June 11th, 2017. My name is Tom Gary. And once again, welcome to the show. Tonight we're going to do the second part of the first part, as Jimmy Pryor used to say. doing the second part of the September 2003 Iowa Blues Showcase. If you haven't listened to the first show of that, which was 53, episode 53, listen to it now. Seriously. you know, I know it's summer and we're busy, and so you know, the number of people downloading has gone down a little bit, and that's expected. No panic mode here. But yeah, do listen to that first episode, because then I don't have to re-explain everything going on. Or if you're just listening now and you're wondering what's going on, then you can always listen to that one and know what's going down. All right, so tonight's show is going to feature Gary Smith, Clover Buckingham, and they've been on the show quite a few times when it was on season three. So they're back. As you know, both of them have passed on since this is the show is back in 2003. So it was a long time ago. Yeah, I always love hearing Gary. So he put on a good show, and Clover was playing bass for him. Our second guest will be Steve George, so you know that's going to be good. Steve is an Iowa Blues Hall of Famer, so as you know, he will put on a show. And then we do have one segment called Storm Lake Days. I was attempting to try a new segment talking about Storm Lake, and it went over like a lead balloon, so I ended it quicker than I would have normally, and then I just let it go. So I didn't do it again. I don't think I did. We'll see. But anyway, there also are commercials in this one again, and as the story went, we had already had a... let's see. So the week before, we had aired a kind of best of show, and on a low wattage AM station out of Indianola, Iowa, and we thought it went over pretty good, so we bought us another 2 hours. So I believe it was $50 an hour, and you could pretty much do whatever you wanted. So we set up so that we would do it monthly. And then I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think the station closed. I mean, it was an interesting concept that you basically, you know, they were staying open because people were paying to be on the radio. You know, you want to be a DJ, you paid them $50. You want to be a talk show host, you paid them $50. So you had people doing it. Apparently this was a format that was working somewhere. So they tried it, and they did it for probably about 6 months, and then that was it. And I think they ended up being a sports talk. I'm pretty sure it's still around. Anyway, the plan was that this show and last week's would have been one show that would have played probably the following week. And unfortunately, by the time the show was produced and ready to go, they had closed the station. So there you go. We did eventually use internet radio, and a lot of these shows played on internet radio. And it was the Blues Historian. It was associated, my blog hadn't started yet, the Blues Historian blog, but this, actually I think it was called Iowa Blues Showcase. Yeah, it was Iowa Blues Showcase. But anyway, so it was an internet radio station, and that lasted for quite a while. It outlasted a lot of things. I had downloaded a permanent collection of about 60 songs or 80 songs that just played on rotation. It just various songs played, and that went from 2003 until I think Live 365 went off the air, I think, in 2013. So it was about 10 years of having that internet radio station. And occasionally I would broadcast live, and then that's how these shows would be broadcast on internet radio. But internet radio was in its infancy back then, and didn't have a whole lot of listeners. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we have more listeners of the podcast than we did the internet radio. So there you go. But we did have a lot of people preset and favor the radio station. I mean, hundreds of presets. But as far as listeners at any one given time, you know, it'd be like five or six here or there. So nothing compared to what we do here. Like, for instance, yesterday there was 35 downloads just out of nowhere. It's like, hey, okay, great. It's like, that's awesome. So, yeah, it's interesting, podcasting as it is, that it's radio on demand. So there you go. All right, so let's get to it. We got Gary Smith, Clover Buckingham, and they're going to kick things off right away. So I hope you enjoy tonight's Isle Blue Showcase, and we'll see you at the end of the show.
Our buddy, who's doing the whole Avenue Jam right now on Sunday nights, you can go down there, and if you want to play the blues, it's a good place to play, except you need to be 21, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be 21 to enter down there. And trust me, at that place, you might want to be 31 to enter. Because
it's not so G-rated down
no,
there.
No, it's not. It's a little rough and tumble at times, but it's a good place to play the blues, and we used to run that jam session, so it's safe. Just, you know, don't cause any fights, right?
Oh, yeah, you're going to lose down there.
Yeah, you're going to lose down there. So, anyway, the jam master at the Hull Avenue, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Smith. And why don't you tell us who we have back here? We have a famous person on the bass guitar.
Yeah, you were talking about having more women come up and do the blues thing. This is Clover Buckingham back here on the bass. Thank you. Thanks, Mama. Just before I go, 'cause when I leave this time, I won't be back no more. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this old highway until the break of day. Walking smudge too slow. Okay, we're gonna do a little bit, a little bit more of a upbeat type thing here for you. See if we can make you feel good here before we end the show here today. Okay, this is a kind of a hopping little thing. This is kind of a rocking little blues thing. It's called A Tree to Right. Gotta practice my method just as hard as you can. Baby, get some good loving, yeah, like a natural born man. She's gonna love you tonight now, man. You gotta treat her right. Here we go. Hey, 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 that's my method. Just as hard as you can. Bound to get some good loving, yeah, like a natural born man. She's gonna love you tonight, now, man. You gotta treat her right. Hey, hey, hey! 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 Treat her right. Hey! All day and night. Hey! Hey, hey! Hey! Hey, hey! Get going on that one, but we got it.
Yeah,
that's what a jam's all about.
That's right. That's how they do it down the Hull Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. That's the taste of it right there. I was glad you mentioned Roy Buchanan. He was a good guy.
Yes, he was. Unfortunately, he's not with us.
Yeah, God bless his soul. For the young guitar players out there, you might want to hunt down some of his stuff. Is it on CD or is he all still on vinyl?
He's out there on CD, and I've got it on record and CD both. I kind of wore the records out. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
I had to go back out and get the other renditions of it all.
Yeah, because Roy was playing blues when no one was playing blues.
Oh, you betcha. Yes, sir.
And Lonnie Mack's another good one.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Stevie Ray. We all like Stevie.
Stevie Ray. When I grew up, which was a couple of years ago, some people say I still haven't grown up. I don't know what the deal is. When I came up, of course, I was one of those kids that came up, and I was listening to, you know, Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and all these British guys. And it took me about 10 or 15 years to figure out that they were copying American guys. Now, wait a minute. All the riffs that these guys are playing is coming from the old traditional blues players that were right here from America.
Go
so, of course, you know, I'm from the old school. Like I said, I still like those guys. When it comes to tone, nobody can beat Jeff Beck as far as I'm concerned. But when it comes to the blues, you know, all the King boys were the best to me. Freddie King, Albert King, of course, B.B. King, you know. You know, we try to emulate some of that stuff a little bit here and there.
So you got another song for us there, Gary.
Oh, yeah. Should we do Bob? This is kind of a jazzy blues thing. You'll fall right in.
Okay.
We're doing a completely different style of thing here. Ready? I'm going down through the river. I got a cane pole in my hand. Got my red worms in a Maxwell House coffee can. I'm gonna sit under a shade tree on a riverbank where it's cool. I'm gonna close my eyes and dream, let the cork bob away my blues. Well, I'd wake up every morning, I'd pick peaches all day. And on Saturday night, we'd have a dance or two. We might wallow in the hay. Well, the only thing ever whipped my paw was this bad dude called old age. But his last years was his best years. This is what he had.
Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
A little different twist to it for you out there. Thank you very much.
We're right back and after this brief short message.
Hi, I'm Frank Strong, and I work at the Central Iowa Center for Independent Living. We are the Center for Independent Living, and we provide services that help folks with disabilities live independently in the community. Our mission statement is empowering individuals with disabilities to control their lives. And we do that through the provision of training services like independent living training, advocacy, peer support, and information and referral. If you yourself or if you know someone who has a need for some assistance so that they can live more independently in the community at large, please give us a call at 515-243-1742. Or you can stop by our office. We're located in the Hub Tower at 655 Walnut, Suite 131 in downtown Des Moines. The Central Iowa Center for Independent Living, 515-243-1742.
The Tasty Tacos family is proud to announce the opening of our new Tasty Tacos restaurant in Urbandale at 8549 Hickman in the Cobblestone Market. The new Tasty Tacos is dedicated to our faithful Westside customers who for years have traveled to one of our five Des Moines locations. At Tasty Tacos, we are proudly serving our same delicious Mexican menu, from our award-winning flour tacos, enchiladas, burritos, to our delicious side dishes. Tasty Tacos, come discover why we've been carrying on our family tradition for over 40 years. Tasty Tacos in Urbandale at 8549 Hickman Road in the Cobblestone Market. Phone 331-2000. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Tasty Tacos, now open in Urbandale. Tasty Tacos, Mexican food for American tastes.
Hey, Frank, sounds like you got the blues. What's wrong?
Oh, man, I do have the blues. You know, I wanted to buy a guitar, and I went to one of those guitar shops, and they want like $1,500, $2,000 for a new guitar.
Well, hey, why don't you buy a used one?
Well, where would I get one?
Why don't you go down to Solar Loan? The Corey brothers are really cool, and they've got some of the best guitars on the market. They've got Gibson, Fender, Guild, you name it, they've got it.
Where is this place, anyway?
Well, all you have to do is head on down to East 6th Street in between Grand and Locust. Solar Loan's right there, right across from the historical building.
Do they have any other kind of instruments there?
They've got pianos, they've got bass guitars, amplifiers, PAs, everything you can imagine. And not only that, they've got VCRs, DVD players, DVDs, video games like PlayStation and Xbox.
Are we talking about a pawn shop now, or what?
Yeah, it's a pawn shop. If you need money, just bring your stuff down. The Corey brothers will treat you right.
Solar Loan and Sales, 418 East 6th Street, Des Moines. Phone 515-244-7084 or 888-244-7084.
Hi, my name's Tom Gary. I'm the director of the Iowa Blues Showcase. And believe it or not, you can actually buy vinyl in Des Moines again. Yes, that's right. ZZZ Records, Des Moines' only vinyl outlet, is still around, and he's located down in the East Village. Go on down there and say hi to Nate. He's on Locust Street, just off East 6th. He has everything you possibly want. He's got records, he's got DVDs, he's got CDs, he's got it all. But mostly, it's vinyl. And he's got new stuff, too. You wouldn't believe it, but Beyonce Knowles, she's got vinyl. That's right. Somebody who's doing stuff right now is putting stuff on vinyl. So come on down if you want to be cool and get the best in vinyl anywhere in Des Moines. ZZZ Records, the place to be. And don't forget, tell Nate Tom sent ya.
ZZZ Records, 424 East Locust Street, Des Moines. Phone 244-1401.
Hey, Frank, let's go in here.
What is this place?
It's a bookstore. Lawson's Books.
Yeah, but it's a used bookstore. Oh, man, I can't go in those places. I got hay fever.
Hey, don't worry. It'll be all right.
Wow, this place is great.
Hey, Frank, do you smell that?
Yeah, all I smell is the coffee brewing over in the corner.
That's right, because this is Lawson's Books, and our books don't stink. Yes, it's a wonderful place where you can find all sorts of books, from history to government to novels to comedy to everything you could possibly believe, right here in this wonderful bookstore. And Marty Olin will help you out because he's a good guy.
Well, do they have any books like on, I want to learn how to be a harmonica player. Do they have books on that?
Well, Frank, I don't think there's a book that can help you. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down to Lawson's Books, where our books don't stink.
Lawson's Books, 526 East Grand, Des Moines. Phone 244-9401.
Let me rewind that. I'll be passing out some more of these envelopes to the rest of you folks. Please put any comments on there if you like, only if they're positive.
Emails, hey, yeah, Rick, definitely yeah, emails.
As well as email addresses. And thank you very much for braving the weather to come out. Monsoon season evidently is upon us.
And the parking lot known as 235. Hey, what's that music? Do you hear that music? Oh, that's him. That's pretty good. Hey, I thought it was actually a big old band going on over there. Oh, okay.
Live all the way right. From Kids or Us.
Well, briefly, before we bring up our next guest, I'm just going to do the what's going on in Storm Lake for those of you that care. Thank you. A new segment called Wobegon Days in Storm Lake. No, Lake Wobegon Days. Yeah, we have Storm Lake Days. I have to say, it's a really nice place. I enjoy it a lot, except we have way too many spiders. I don't know what the deal is up there. Maybe it's because I live off the lake, but the other morning I came in after work, and it's late, and I work at the prison sometimes. I teach these guys history, which is another story. But anyway, I'm coming home. It's 9 at night. I'm pulling into my garage, and there's at least a billion spiders hanging off the side of my garage. And it's like I'm thinking, boy, I ain't going to mess with that. So I ask around, and apparently this is a normal occurrence for Storm Lake. So anyway, all right, who's our next guest?
Hey, I have bodyguards, you know.
Yeah. Who's your next guest?
Our next guest comes to us. Now, I'm not familiar with this gentleman myself, but I have heard nothing but good things about him. And I like the way he wears his hat. And I'm a hat person. I want a nice, loud, very powerful whoop whoop for Mr. Steve George.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Got the whoop whoop. All right. It's a good thing. Yeah, we're going to do a little Sweet Home Chicago for you this afternoon. It's rainy Sunday afternoon. Thank you for coming on out, listening to the blues. Chicago. The cold. how I want Chicago. Sweet home Chicago. Thank you. Thank these cats. Cook in. Rock me all night long, yeah. Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. Want you to rock me, girl, like my back ain't got no bone. Roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel, girl. Come on and yeah, I'm saying, roll me, baby, yeah. like my back ain't got no bone. Yes, all right, give these guys a hand.
Steve George, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, Steve, you've been on quite a roll here. How's things going with you?
Things are going pretty good, Tom, right now. I'm just having a lot of fun.
Cool, cool. And you played down at the Blues Fest there a few weeks back, and that was a good gig, except for the rain.
Except for the rain, and we were fortunate that while we were on stage, there was no rain, and about three quarters of the way through our last tune, it started sprinkling again. So it was all right. The Lord was with us. It was a good thing.
And what you got coming up?
Well, let's see. We've got a CD that we just broke out last Friday. And we played Farmer's Market last Saturday morning. And we're only able to take down about 50 CDs. Unfortunately, we sold out. So that
wow,
was a good thing.
50 CDs.
Like in the first set. Okay, so that was good. And yes, we recorded that production by Mr. Jay Taylor with Chili Head Records. Jay right down here in front for you. Did an excellent job for us. Walked us right through it and had a good time with that.
Now, is this a live show or is this a recorded show?
This was a studio session.
Cool.
And a one-day deal. One
wow,
long day, but everybody was on it. It was a lot of fun.
And is that it right there? Why don't you show the people there?
We do have this right down here. Mr. Taylor, if you would show that. There's the front. Turn around here and show them the back. A little photo of the band on the outside stage down at the Brewfest a few weeks ago. And $10, no holla. If you would like to pick one up, take it home, check the band out. We're calling it Steve George and the Other Brothers Band. A few of the members of the Other Brothers Band are right here. Mr. John O. Smith, John Lee Egan, and Mr. Don Brown over here. So just having a lot of fun with it.
Well, you got another one there?
Yeah, let's, what we want to do here, yeah. How about, we had a request for a Mustang and Blind Dog. I don't think we have everybody here for Blind Dog, but Mustang for the jam. We're going to do a little down-home blues here. Mustang Sally will be done this afternoon. Okay, we're going to do a little down-home blues. We'll be right back.
it again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen. And Utterbutters. Well, two of the Utterbutters. Three of the... What? Are you an Utterbutter? I guess Don's an Utterbutter, too. I can't keep up with the other brothers. They have an evolution, you know. All right, well, it's time for the world's famous jam session, but all our musicians left on us, so... but. Yeah, we got a house band jam, so we'll do that. All right. Well, we'll be right back after this brief short message.
Hi, I'm Frank Strong, and I work at the Central Iowa Center for Independent Living. We are the Center for Independent Living, and we provide services that help folks with disabilities live independently in the community. Our mission statement is empowering individuals with disabilities to control their lives. And we do that through the provision of training services like independent living training, advocacy, peer support, and information and referral. If you yourself or if you know someone who has a need for some assistance so that they can live more independently in the community at large, please give us a call at 515-243-1742. Or you can stop by our office. We're located in the Hub Tower at 655 Walnut, Suite 131 in downtown Des Moines. the Central Iowa Center for Independent Living. 515-243-1742.
The Tasty Tacos family is proud to announce the opening of our new Tasty Tacos restaurant in Urbandale at 8549 Hickman in the Cobblestone Market. The new Tasty Tacos is dedicated to our faithful Westside customers who for years have traveled to one of our five Des Moines locations. At Tasty Tacos, we are proudly serving our same delicious Mexican menu, from our award-winning flour tacos, enchiladas, burritos, to our delicious side dishes. Tasty Tacos, come discover why we've been carrying on our family tradition for over 40 years. Tasty Tacos in Urbandale at 8549 Hickman Road in the Cobblestone Market. Phone 331-2000. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Tasty Tacos, now open in Urbandale. Tasty Tacos, Mexican food for American tastes.
Hey, Frank. Sounds like you got the blues. What's wrong?
Oh, man, I do have the blues. You know, I wanted to buy a guitar, and I went to one of those guitar shops, and they want like $1,500, $2,000 for a new guitar.
Well, hey, why don't you buy a used one?
Well, where would I get one?
Why don't you go down to Solar Loan? The Corey brothers are really cool, and they've got some of the best guitars on the market. They've got Gibson, Fender, Guild, you name it, they've got it.
Where is this place, anyway?
Well, all you have to do is head on down to East 6th Street in between Grand and Locust. Solar Loan's right there, right across from the historical building.
Do they have any other kind of instruments there?
They've got pianos, they've got bass guitars, amplifiers, PAs, everything you can imagine. And not only that, they've got VCRs, DVD players, DVDs, video games like PlayStation and Xbox.
Are we talking about a pawn shop now, or what?
Yeah, it's a pawn shop. If you need money, just bring your stuff down. The Corey brothers will treat you right.
Solar Loan and Sales, 418 East 6th Street, Des Moines. Phone 515-244-7084 or 888-244-7084.
Hi, my name's Tom Gary. I'm the director of the Iowa Blues Showcase. And believe it or not, you can actually buy vinyl in Des Moines again. Yes, that's right. ZZZ Records, Des Moines' only vinyl outlet, is still around. And he's located down in the East Village. Go on down there and say hi to Nate. He's on Locust Street, just off East 6th. He has everything you possibly want. He's got records, he's got DVDs, he's got CDs, he's got it all. But mostly, it's vinyl. And he's got new stuff, too. You wouldn't believe it, but Beyonce Knowles, she's got vinyl. That's right. Somebody who's doing stuff right now is putting stuff on vinyl. So come on down if you want to be cool and get the best in vinyl anywhere in Des Moines. ZZZ Records, the place to be. And don't forget, tell Nate Tom sent ya.
ZZZ Records, 424 East Locust Street, Des Moines. Phone 244-1401.
Hey, Frank, let's go in here.
What is this place?
It's a bookstore. Lawson's Books.
Yeah, but it's a used bookstore. Oh, man, I can't go in those places. I got hay fever.
Hey, don't worry. It'll be all right.
Wow, this place is great.
Hey, Frank, do you smell that?
Yeah, all I smell is the coffee brewing over in the corner.
That's right, because this is Lawson's Books, and our books don't stink. Yes, it's a wonderful place where you can find all sorts of books, from history to government to novels to comedy to everything you could possibly believe, right here in this wonderful bookstore. And Marty Olin will help you out because he's a good guy.
Well, do they have any books like on, I want to learn how to be a harmonica player. Do they have books on that?
Well, Frank, I don't think there's a book that can help you. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down to Lawson's Books, where our books don't stink.
Lawson's Books, 526 East Grand, Des Moines. Phone 244-9401.
Well, anyway, join us October 17th on the radio, 4 to 6. You'll hear this show. And then on October 19th, we'll be right back here with the Iowa Blues Showcase with four new guests. So, but it'll be, show starts at 1:30, so show up and it'll be a good time. And like I said, the radio show is really cool. So give it a listen. Jay works really, really hard. He cleans up all the mistakes, and it sounds really, really purdy. So you want to listen to it. It's 1490 AM, and that's Friday, October 17th at 4 PM, unless they sell the station. Oh. And then we won't be on, but as long as the station's still going, we're there. So we'll see you there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the world's most dangerous blues jam with the Bad Boys of the Blues and Steve George singing that old-time favorite, that polka hit. It was big in South Dakota in the 1930s.
Mustang Sally. Sending this out to Judith right here.
Some gas.
Joe Smith on guitar.
So well, don't you agree? Just want to introduce one more time, Bad Boys of the Blues. Over here to my extreme left, Mr. Tom, the hat is all that, Gary, Mr. Tom Gary. And over here, just kicking it on the saxophone, we have some history together. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Don, the ladies love sax, Brown, Mr. Don Brown. And back here, and this is my man, I'm a fellow drummer. You notice he got no attention, he didn't get any attention tonight, so now we're gonna give him a little bit. Man right here, back here, this is Mr. Rick, we call him the Animal. Mosqueda, Mr. Rick Mosqueda. And also keeping the beat back here for us, Mr. He looks nervous. He's wondering what I'm going to say about him. Mr. John Lee, I bring the pain. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick. Egan, Mr. John Lee Egan on bass. Another man in a hat, love him. Mr. Jono, lightning never strikes me twice. Smith, Mr. Jono Smith, right there. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, today, I should say, the Blues Showcase, and I want to give some credit, was brought to you today by Chili Head Records, Des Moines' newest digital studio, run by Mr. Jay Taylor down here. He's the man that keeps walking back and forth. You want to sit down? Tasty Tacos, I know you guys have heard of Tasty Tacos. They're right there. We all gained some weight with Tasty Tacos, haven't we? Tasty Tacos, home of Des Moines' best tacos. Also by Lawson's Books. Our books do not stink. Hey, I don't write this, okay? I don't write these. Also by ZZZ Records, Des Moines' only vinyl LP output. I know there's some people who have no idea what a vinyl LP is, but we know what it is. Also by Solar Loan, Des Moines' premier pawn shop. And I'd like to give credit for those who helped put the show together. Okay, today was produced by Mr. Jay Taylor, Mr. John O. Smith, Mr. Frank Strong, and Mr. Tom Gary. Terrible scripts were written by Mr. Tom Gary. As well as the sad jokes. The show was engineered by Mr. Jay Taylor, man of many hats. Musical direction by Mr. John O. Smith. And once again, I want to mention, please join us again on Sunday, October 19th, right here at the State Historical Building. Our show will start at 1:30, or 1:40, 1:43, 1:45. And also again, let me mention, make sure to hear us on the radio station 1490 AM on Friday, October 17th. It begins at 4 o'clock PM and goes until 6 o'clock PM. 7 and 8 and 9, depending upon if they take the CD off. Thank you so very much for coming out, helping support blues here in Central Iowa, for braving the weather, for listening to my jokes, my mistakes, and just enjoying the show. We need people like you to help keep us going. Thank you very much. Give yourselves a round of applause.
There you go. That was Steve George there, finishing off the show. Quick note on the commercials, in case you didn't listen to last week's show. A lot of those businesses are still in business. Obviously, Tasty Tacos is going strong 50 years now instead of 40. And all those locations are still open. So there you go. Chili Head, of course, Jay closed shop fairly recently, and I'm not sure if he sold his equipment yet. He was in the process of selling that. So, also, ZZZ Records is still around, but they moved out of the East Village. They're on Ingersoll Avenue. It's 2200 Ingersoll Avenue. Their phone number now is 515-284-1401. Soul Alone, which also used to be in the East Village, moved out to Ingersoll Avenue as well, 3311 Ingersoll. Their number is 515-244-7084. You can also, Corey Brothers Expanded, they also have up-tempo music on Beaverdale Avenue. And so that's also another place you can go for musical equipment. The Center for Independent Living moved out of downtown. They're now in my neighborhood. They live over. They're located, I believe, in Park Fair, and that's 100 East Euclid, the old mall over there. And their number is still the same, 515-243-1742. The only one who went out of business was Marty O'Lean, Lawson's Books. He moved on to Kansas City. I think he may have moved back not too long ago, so he may be still around Des Moines, but he's out of the book business, which is unfortunate because his bookstore was a nice one, and I enjoyed going down there, hung out there a lot, and he was a big supporter of the Iowa Blues Showcase going all the way back to 1999 when we first started doing it down the historical building. I think I was hanging out down there before 99. Pretty sure it was. So, good guy. Great bookstore. Miss it a lot. All right, there you go. Season 6, as I said before, it is going to happen sometime either. Probably not this week. This week, I am just scheduled like crazy. But sometime in the next week or two, we're going to do a show without an audience, just to test out all the equipment and test out our new venue. And if it all works out, then we're going to have we'll release it as a podcast. And if it doesn't work out, then you'll know. Since I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you what's going down. But anyway, so that's what's going on. Season 6 is a go. Got a couple guests, so pretty excited about it, and we'll just see what happens. Also, I'm not really sure how long we're going to do season 6, and a lot of that's just going to depend on how this test show goes, so we'll just kind of have to see. All right, well, we're running late again. Sorry about that, but I had so much good music, you know, and we had all those commercials. That kind of makes things a little longer. Normally, when I run these things and I don't have the commercials, I got new ones that I make, and so, yeah, that's only like a minute or two commercials, and these is like 5 minutes of commercials, but we had a lot of sponsors back then. So, there you go. Hope you had a great time. Hope you're enjoying the early summer. I tell you what, it is really, really hot here in Des Moines. It is so hot. We're actually the hottest spot in the nation right now. How about that, in the middle of the country? That's weird, but hey, it happens sometimes. And we've got some rolling brownouts going on. I was looking at Facebook, and people out in Bondurant are without electricity tonight. That kind of sucks, because when it gets this hot, you need air conditioning. And my air is not working very well. It just can't handle high heat and humidity like today. So it's just barely makes things livable in this little 500-foot studio. So we're doing the best we can, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a good time this summer. Hope things are working out for you. Hope you're enjoying the heat and doing some fun stuff. And hope you're surviving all the craziness that is the world today. And hopefully you're listening to the blues, because the blues will chase all them blues away and make things better for you, make the world a better place. Because the blues will never let you down, ladies and gentlemen. So you keep listening to them blues, and you keep sharing and helping us out. Get this podcast going, make it even more popular, because Lord knows the world needs the blues right now, and the blues is there to help you. It'll make you survive the hard times, because we have hard times, ladies and gentlemen, hard times. So come on down, enjoy the blues with us, and keep it going. Thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.